Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. Good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me as we talk about a healing theme in today's podcast. This is a show where we look at the astrology and energies of right now and then look at how they are showing up for us. And it helps to give us an idea of how to manage the chaos of life, how to understand or put things together, how to be powerful in our choices and our mentality around our choices, because there's a lot happening right now and into the next decade. And I hope that this helps you gain some clarity, some peace, and trust. Trust in the process, trust in what is unfolding, and also greater trust in yourself to really feel that you are powerful and strong at handling whatever you might be experiencing right now. And in today's show, we're actually going to talk about some of the internal pressures that are coming up right now that are quite strong, frankly. They're big. And I'm going to go into that more deeply. I will be talking about some astrology, but I feel like a lot of this episode is going to be more spiritual and channeled guidance, because over the past week, I've been getting some really clear messages and some strong visuals that I want to share with you in today's show. Just a quick note as well that there will not be a Monday show next week, May 20th. There will not be a show because I will be traveling, but there will be a show on Wednesday of this week and Wednesday of next week. So if you wanted to catch up or go back to the library of episodes I have for you, please know that those are available. There's over 400 episodes as I've been doing this podcast for over 7 years now. And I lose track of time, so I have to remember that's how long it's been. So let's take a look at what is happening astrologically, and then I'll go into some of the messages and visuals that have been coming through. So right now, actually today, as I'm doing this podcast, we have some really lovely energies going on. As the sun in Taurus is at 22 degrees and about to make an exact trine to Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn at 23 degrees. And this is a progressive development energy. This is where something locks in, where change is happening, transformation is underway. There's a new sense of what matters. There's a new sense of priorities. And there's something within you that feels that at a powerful level, especially if you have any planets or points at 23 degrees of the Earth signs. So this is a connection here that is meant to fortify what you deem valuable, that is the sun in Taurus, what has meaning to you, where you feel a connection to loving yourself. Loving yourself and really, it's like this self-contained energy of, I know who I am more than ever. And when that sun in Taurus connects with the powerful energies of Pluto in Capricorn retrograde, there's a new sense of your own power coming through. And I feel this as a soul evolution energy. I feel this as something bigger than self. And the sun in astrology references a self-identity, whereas Pluto represents and connects to evolution, the soul's evolution. So the bigger force of Pluto in Capricorn trining the sun is a force of power. It's coming through in a way that it's solid, and it can show up in the physical world. These are earth signs. It shows up through money, through abundance, through manifestations. It shows up through how you're ready to create a new reality for yourself based on a deeper connection. It's like it goes down deep into the earth. Like I'm seeing this line that goes deep into the earth. The roots, of self-love. And it's grounding in an energy that you know is true for you. And it doesn't require anybody else's agreement or understanding. This is something personal. When you're at a certain level of consciousness, you can say, this is who I am. And I feel powerful in this. So this energy feels quite strong here as we begin this week. So it's the strongest May 13th and May 14th. Then, also on May 14th, we have this fabulous Earth Grand Trine. As the moon in Virgo reaches 23 degrees of Virgo, creates a rare and gorgeous grand trine in Earth signs. And that brings in a new, it feels like a purity in our emotional world. And so this can be very supportive for the emotional body, for the emotional cleansing that we've been going through, where you've moved through many levels of awareness and understanding about yourself. And this moon, which is the feminine energies that are internal, that are private, and in Virgo, they can be very clean cut, and they're very much about what works and what doesn't work. It's been a process of moving through the emotional messages you've been receiving. And as the moon trines Pluto, it also gives it strength. And then the moon is also trining the sun. And so a grand trine is basically, it's a triangle where all three planets here are in Earth signs at the same degree, at 23 degrees. Very rare. And so there's something that's connecting right now in our physical reality that brings us clarity, purpose, power, certainty, understanding, and I feel it as something locks in within you. And it's interesting because the Earth signs are very much about what we see in the world. It's like you want to demonstrate something, well, prove it to me. Show me the results. Show me the money. Show me that this works. You know, give me the data. Because the Earth signs are looking for proof in the physical world. And this energy connects in a way that you receive a confirmation of something supportive, something synchronistic and serendipitous. This is, again, it's very rare energy. And if you're aware of it and you're looking for it, you will see it and you will feel it. And especially if you have anything at 23 degrees of the Earth signs, this would be a very empowering day for you on May 14th. So there's something locking in here. And again, it feels like not only is it tangible, but it's literally body, mind, and soul. There's a synchronicity, a realignment that's coming in. And this is very strong. So please be aware of this, especially if you're watching the lunar cycles or the moon. There is a connection here that has a lot of support in it. And we need this right now because of how much we're moving through very deep change. And I feel it happening in different ways, at different levels of consciousness, of course, depending on what you've been moving through and experiencing. There is, and I'm describing it as an internal pressure, and that will be up to you to connect with, to feel or describe what it is for you. But this is an internal pressure that is the Capricorn energies, Saturn, the South Node, and Pluto traveling close together, less than 3 degrees apart, that is applying a pressure on us that we can't ignore. And it's saying that it's truly time to let aspects of our lives that are aspects of ourselves be complete. And this is a slow-moving energy that moves throughout the summer, so into September, October. And it has angst in it because it's slow-moving. And have you ever wanted something to just be over? And you're like, can this just be done? And in so many ways, it's complete for you, but it's in the physical reality that you're still dealing with it. There's something that you have to take responsibility for, that you have to still move through slowly, that you can't rush through it, damn it, and you want to, perhaps, or maybe you're okay with the pacing. But this is an energy that's requiring us to sit in something that isn't comfortable. And so I want to describe this energy even more because I feel like it's important to just kind of wrap our minds around it and to understand or categorize it in a way that allows you to connect with peace during the process. Peace in the process. So the image I've been getting is that of it's like a cocoon, a membrane. And inside that cocoon is a being, you, let's say it's you, you're inside the cocoon. And in that cocoon, you've outgrown it. And it's very uncomfortable. And so you can't stretch your legs. You can't stretch your arms. You can't get out. You know, typically a cocoon or a womb is a place of safety and comfort. And because of everything that's transpired, it no longer feels that way. It actually can feel the opposite. It can feel incredibly uncomfortable and limiting and constraining and restraining because there is more that you've come into awareness around and you've connected with more of who you are. And so within this cocoon, there are these energies, and I see them as specks that represent aspects of your life that are still present in your everyday reality. And these are energies that you maybe are surrounded by, but you can't escape them. They're in this cocoon with you. And they represent what you've created and experienced at different or previous levels of consciousness. When essentially you were unaware of who you really are. You were unaware of what really matters to you. You were at a different place in your own self-awareness. It was a smaller version, if you will. It was something that maybe had limitations. Perhaps you were wearing a mask. You were wearing a mask, and it was an unconscious mask. It was something where you were in a reality that worked for a while, and it was okay, and you knew how to show up and go through the motions and what to say and la, la, la. And yet, as events transpired or things unraveled or you made other choices or you grew, you expanded into more of the truth of your own essence and you outgrew your own limited consciousness and you outgrew it as part of an awakening. Where what you thought was up was actually down, and what you thought was down was actually up. You know, one of those things where your life turns upside down, or what you what worked for you before is no longer a fit. And so there's this interesting in-between energy of realizing you're bigger than the cocoon and wanting to move out of the cocoon. And so I kept seeing a person in a cocoon in like the fetal position. And then you want to stretch your legs and you can only stretch them so far. or you want to, of course, you know, expand your arms the full length, and you can only do that so much. So it's like this pushing, pulling, internal dance that isn't satisfying, because there's the energy of I want out. I want out. I want either out of this cocoon, I want out of this consciousness, I want out of this reality that I'm locked into, but I can't get out. And so this energy is saying it's not time to get out just yet, because these specks or fragments of energies that are within this space with you, and I'm seeing them as different colors. You know, there's a dark green, there's a light blue, and all these different colors connect to different chakras. And so the green is about the heart chakra, and the light blue is connected with the throat chakra, and the dark blue is connected with the third eye. Red is the root chakra, and so on. So there's these all these fragments of your chakras, because you've been living with the fragments of your whole energy. So it's a bit like, oh, I've been living at 40% instead of 100%. But that's not meant to be something that you judge yourself for or that you're hard on yourself for, because this is part of the expanding consciousness experience. This is part of awakening, where we see who we are not, where we understand through contrasts what is uncomfortable and what is not in resonance with what we need and what we want and who we are now. So this discomfort is showing up to make it really clear to you around the truth of who you are. And that's something, again, so being self-contained means that your answers are within. That's part of the gift of this cocoon that might feel too small, is that now you are being gifted with this time to really get clear on the truth of who you are, what you want, what you need, what you're about, where your life is going on your own terms. And that's why there's this cocoon, because it's self-contained. So a part of your energy is being contained within, because you're not meant to go outside of yourself for answers. And that can be something maybe you've always done. It's different for everybody. But it's almost like, yes, you can read a book, but then you take the information inside and you determine what's valid for you, what's true for you. So this is part of the Capricorn strengthening energies, where it's your personal responsibility to be in your self-mastery and to not be looking outside yourself for those answers. And that's why there can feel like a quiet, or that you need a quiet, or you need a barrier, because you're meant to listen to yourself. It's a bit like putting your own voice on the loudspeaker, and it drowns out the outside opinions, outside thoughts, outside anything. And there's a lot associated with this. So what I'm feeling is associated with this is that this is so vital for a soul growth experience, that you're truly choosing and honoring who you really are, the biggerness of your energy or your truth, the understanding of what your life is about. And what I'm feeling for many people is that part of this time of 2019, and I'm like going to cry, is something around your soul's truth, around why you are having a human experience. In other words, why did you as a soul choose to be here? And I feel it as something that originates in a very pure way. I mean, this is a very like clean, clear energy. Like, what is in you at a soul level that's the truth of why you're here? And I feel that many people are here to, first of all, do their own work, to clear their own energies, to clear out their own limitations, their own fears, their own karmic patterns, etc. That can be a long list. Like, we do our own work first, and then we're able to be of better service and to serve more people and to do more healing and to support others as we support ourselves. And so there could be two answers where you understand what you are healing within yourself first and then how you take that outside of yourself. But remember, if you're feeling like you're in this cocoon, you're doing your own work first still. And there's an aspect for all of us that we're doing this, and it's wherever the Capricorn energies are in your chart, where we're really feeling the pressure, the angst, the emotional intensity, the fears. It can feel really uncomfortable. It can feel really yucky, you know, it just can, because that's how we clear it out, and that's how we remove and understand with higher consciousness what that is about. So it could be something you're feeling very emotionally. You could be feeling it in your mind. If your mind has been spinning, if you can't get answers or information, you know, it's looking at wherever your patterns are that are actually the patterns that aren't growing or that are restraining you. That's looking at where you're ready to see more of yourself. So, yes, this involves doing the shadow work. Yes, this involves doing anything around deep emotional clearing and cleansing. Yes, it does involve, you know, paying attention to your body and your body's messages. There can be a full menu of things that come up. And we're doing this right now so that these energies don't go with you into the next decade. And I've talked before about how this relates to this last decade. And so it could be that anything that you're still moving through of the last 10 years, let's say, or the last 5 years or whatever that is for you, maybe those are the areas of your life that you're seeing differently, that you're healing through, that you're releasing. So it's important to pay attention to these messages, because you really don't want them to carry on with you into the next decade. Of course you can. There's always a choice here. There's always free will and your own personal sovereignty. But the intensity right now of this internal pressure is to look at where you're needing to come home to yourself. And that is the North Node in Cancer. That's reminding us to come inward for what we need. And it's also the wisdom and the truth of our feelings. It's listening to those feelings, it's trusting those messages that never go away. You know, the things that you keep feeling over and over again, they are validating something for you, or they are showing something to you that's important right now. So the North Node in Cancer is basically the keyhole into the heart, and it's saying that this is the way to go, is to go into the heart. And that's part of being in this cocoon right now, is to go inward. So it's interesting, because it can feel like you want to just get out, right? You want to just be done. Like, can't this just be over? Can't this just be complete? How do I hurry this along? Well, that's not what's going to happen right now. It's not a time of rushing through. It's a time of going within, and that's where the energy starts to shift in a really dramatic way. Now, I just put a video up on YouTube for you about the Mars in Cancer triggers that are coming up the middle of June. And it's when Mars gets to the about 18 degrees of Cancer, it trines Neptune, and then it's going to make the conjunction to the North Node, oppose Saturn, oppose Pluto, and it's really meant to help us with our healing, but it can be very emotionally reactive. So please check out that video, again, on my YouTube channel under playlists, under in-depth astrology topics. You'll find it there. That's coming up the middle of June, so a month from now. And until then, being in this womb, which is Cancer, by the way, the North Node in Cancer is pregnancy, is being in a womb of the mother and knowing that you are provided for. And ultimately, there's something about this cocoon that is providing protection and safety. And so another message that I kept getting last week was something around honoring deeply how you have changed, how your internal messages, your internal knowingness, your connection to your truth has shifted. And again, because it's internal, this could be something that you really know about yourself and feel, but other people might not. And especially if those people are not growing, if they're not awakening or moving through their own lessons and their own healing potentials. If they are not doing that, they could be trying to get you to stay with them. And it's a bit like if you're on a boat and you want to leave shore and they're trying to tether you to the dock and they're saying, you can't go, you have to stay with us. Please, friends, do not allow others to shame you or guilt you or manipulate you into staying in a situation, in an environment, in a relationship, in an experience that you are really not meant to be in anymore. And it's a bit like you might have to get out the machete and cut those cords to the dock at nightfall, to set yourself free. Like there's this sense of you're not meant to stop your journey, your life, your purpose, or your truth for other people. And I feel there's manipulation around these energies. And it's almost like, somebody could bring in the kids and say, well, you can't see the kids if you do this, or you can't, be a part of this group or this experience or this whatever unless you walk the line, unless you stay in line with what we say is proper and what we say is right. And this is a test of your own self-leadership and your own strength and your own courage, because what often happens in these dynamics is that these people have been perhaps using manipulation and power dynamics and shame and guilt to get what they want. There's a lot of very, I'm going to call them intelligent master manipulators out there. And they wear many different outfits, and they have great hair, and maybe they have great high heels, and they wear many different things that look good. And they could be master manipulators. They could be pathological liars. They could be people who, since childhood, have survived through power dynamics that the other person was unconscious of. And so what you're coming up against is a rising of your own power, and they're freaking out because they don't have a way to control you anymore. And their own power dynamics no longer work. And also what I've observed is that these people are one-trick ponies. They don't have anything else. They've survived on manipulation. They've survived on power dynamics and lying and, saying one thing and doing the other, duplicity. Right? Duplicity. They've survived on being an imposter. They've survived on getting what they want by being a pretty face or looking a certain way or being very handsome or very charming. But as you rise in consciousness and you see the truth, you see the terrain, you see what isn't real, you just call BS on it, and you are being asked to stand strong in that because so many of you are leaders. And you're leaders, and you forgot, or you disconnected from that. It's like, no, you're the leader here, and you're meant to move it forward for yourself, and you don't have control over other pieces, people's choices. You don't have control. They could circle around in the same power dynamics for a very long time. I mean, chances are they'll go find their next victim because these kinds of people survive on victims, right? Or they survive on people who don't see what's going on. And so when you see what's going on, the game changes. And everything changes, in fact. So I feel like there's a strong push right now. Don't let people shame you. Don't let them guilt you. Don't let them manipulate you into staying in something that you know isn't right for you. It's no longer who you are. It's no longer how you want to interact. It's not an experience you want to be in. It's not a relationship you want to be in. It's not a group that you want to be in. And underneath it, what you're healing is your own fear of your power. You are fearing your own power. You are afraid of how powerful you are on some level. And it could be that you're afraid of being seen. And that can be very hard at first because, again, it's new. And you're maybe afraid of their judgments or what they're going to say about you or gossip or anything, again, that people do because that's how they have power dynamics. That's how they have survived. But this is, again, about your leadership, your choices, and your power, and rising into this. And because things are moving fast right now, which is such an irony around how, okay, there's this one thing that is not moving fast at all, right? You're like treading water, feel like you want momentum to just move through it. But then there's these other parts of us that are moving fast. And actually, again, it's within that Cancer, it's in the heart. Okay, so I'm getting that image again of the heart and the keyhole into your feelings, into your truth, into understanding what you know feels right for you. That's where the energy is actually moving fast. That is where the information, the solutions, and the messages are coming through quickly, is internally. So in this cocoon, you're not meant to keep pushing against the cocoon membrane. You're meant to just relax, breathe, and go in. And that's where the energies are moving so fast because it's reconnecting you with what you really need for the long term, which is your own power, which is your own clarity, which is your own sense of self that is self-determined, that you're choosing and that you're meeting for the first time. One question you could ask yourself right now is, am I afraid of being seen? Am I afraid of being seen for who I am, for what I feel, for what I believe, for what I want? Am I afraid of being seen? Because that starts within us, of what we're seeing in ourselves first. And then you see it and you love it. And as you love it and you accept it and it feels right and it feels true, it becomes a part, like this beautiful integration into your new sense of self or expanding sense of self, I should say. And this being seen can feel vulnerable, which is also the North Node in Cancer. And so we look for safety, we look for protection. It's codependence. It can be something where you've held back what you need for the sake of others. And now God, Source, Spirit, the universe is saying, sorry, you can't be small anymore. Sorry, we need you in the front. We need you to lead. We need you out there. We need you to love what you came in with. And the understanding that that serves a purpose for like these new chapters and these new energies that are to come. And that's why there's this wave of people who are feeling this cocoon and this discomfort, because you're being prepared to be birthed, to leave this womb, and to be living in the strength of a self-identity that exists on your terms. But it exists in connection to the soul, the soul's energies, the soul's truth, the soul's intention, like, again, that pure energy, very pure, you know, very clear, very clean, very, like, the essence of it can't be mistaken. And there's something here where it's leaving behind what has served you that you can feel grateful for. You know, grateful that you had these lessons or this experience or this healing, grateful for the self-understanding, grateful for this, for that, the other thing. And that gratitude is where you move it forward. Carry it with you. And I feel like there's more here. There's more to come. I'm seeing to be continued, dot, dot, dot. So there's a new story emerging, which is interesting because there's this overlap, right, of a story ending and a new story beginning. And I think in this cocoon we can feel both. We can feel the angst and discomfort and maybe even the pain of what's ending or what you're moving through, that, again, you want it to be over quickly. And then there's going to be this next story that begins. And this next story is meant to be clean. It's meant to have new characters, a new storyline, you know, a new plot. It's meant to end this book. It's not just ending this chapter. It's ending the book. And that's why we're really looking at the energies within us, the consciousness within us that we're not meant to carry forward anymore. And that's the Pluto in Capricorn, where we are ending parts of our own experiences. And I feel this across multiple lifetimes. I feel these themes have existed for many incarnations. And that's why they're so big and potent and emotional. This is the healing of many lifetimes of experiences in a way that your mind can't comprehend. And it feels so supported, too. It feels like this is a big completion, that you're going to be so happy you've been through because of the rewards that are coming on the other side. I see it as a trampoline where you go, you know, you bounce down, and it can feel like, you know, the weight, when there's a lot of weight on a trampoline, you know, it really pushes down. It goes down, down, down to the ground. And then when it springs back up, the force of that springing back up is such a blast off. You know, it's such a lift off. And that will come. But again, it's not a fast process. And having your expectations, the right expectations, can help, because this is the slow, deep work and clearing and being able to be kind to yourself, to be mindful, to be accepting and loving, you know, and to look at what you can do regularly that supports your emotional health and your mental health and your physical health. And that could be exercising. That can be listening to music that lifts you up. That can be anything that brings you in-the-moment joy. For some people, that can be doing a puzzle, right? It can be anything that you're engrossed in, such as a artistic endeavor or making something. I mean, have this in your life. Have this in your world, something that you go to, that you're standby, that takes you out of this intensity, that takes you out of anything that's dragging you down or feels too heavy. It's a part of this going in through that keyhole in the heart where you can go there for joy and pleasure and peace. And it's how you take care of yourself in a very loving way. This is also our responsibility with the North Node in Cancer, is taking care of our own needs and allowing ourselves that energy, that time, that space. So this cocoon is going to continue with the retrogrades of Saturn, Pluto, and the South Node, which is into September and October. And it's a time of allowing yourself to be complete with the roles and responsibilities that you don't want to take forward, that you don't want to carry, because they're just too dang heavy. So again, looking at this cocoon with these different specks of colors inside, please trust whatever colors come to mind and take those as messages from the correlating chakras. Please know that there are big, it's like a reassignment and realignment of energies. There's things that need to be dealt with integrity. Again, a sense of I'm in control of this. I am the master of my fate. I am in control of how I show up in the world, of what I choose, and I'm not going to let anyone else hamper the truth of who I am. Again, this goes back to shaming and guilting, which can be very strong unconscious methods of getting people to do what you want them to do. This has existed for centuries. And when you're aware of that, when you're aware of how you feel, you're going to know how to stand up, push back, stand up for yourself, you know, say what you need to say, how you are going to create terms that work for you, how you're going to be able to navigate and move through this time with new strength in yourself and full ownership of your power. Full ownership of your power and loving yourself for being seen. Loving yourself for being seen for who you really are. Because that's what comes too, by the way, in the next book, the next decade, is that sense of really loving who you are, again, in this very deep way that connects with your soul signature. Like, that's where it's sourced from. That's where this energy is being sourced from, is from that soul field of energy. And that's whatever that means to you. I mean, I know these terms mean different things to different people, and that's for you to decide and choose how that resonates. And it can be your higher self. It can be God's source spirit. It can be a soul energy that you just feel intuitively. But there are more people who are ready to be seen in their full power for who they really are, what they're here to offer and share, how they can contribute to other people's journeys, but even how you can just have this new understanding of your strengths and your gifts. So the cocoon exists, if that's what you feel as well, and it's meant to be something that keeps you protected and safe and loved during these really big energy periods. Okay, I feel that's all for right now. I feel like that is pretty clear. And I know this could be one of those messages that you listen to a few times, simply because it's important that we hear new information in our own brains. Our own brains can be the worst place to hang out sometimes, you know, when it's like spinning or you're looking for something more. This is where you're also meant to open up to your intuition. In fact, if you are spinning in thoughts, if you're spinning in repetitive messages, it means you're not connected to your own intuition, which is a receptive energy. It's how we get downloads. It's how we get clarity. It can happen through your dream state. It can happen when you're driving, when you're in the shower, when you're going for a walk. That's why it's important that we go to our joy. You go to something that's good for you emotionally, mentally, artistically, physically, because that's when you're in your element of who you are, that you're also more receptive to intuitive messages and your own knowingness. So if you were to just go do a puzzle right now, you might get information right away, because that's what happens. When we get out of our own way, when we get out of our own heads, we're able to receive clarity and knowingness from spirit. And sometimes you're just meant to take a break, and you're not meant to be overthinking it all either. So this energy will continue, as I said, into September, October, and then it's going to shift, and then it's going to also, by then you're going to be very different as well, very different in what you've understood about yourself, because the energies that are moving fast are from your heart. They're from your heart. Okay, friends, that is complete for now. Thank you so much. I'll be back on Wednesday to talk more astrology, the astrology of the week to come. And as I said, there will not be a show on Monday, May 20th, because I'll be traveling, but I'll be back the following Wednesday for that weekly show. So thank you so much for joining me. Wishing you much beauty and peace wherever you may be in your day or on your journey. And I look forward to connecting with you again on Wednesday. Take good care. Bye-bye.